Okay, so I'm looking at a two-page letter sent from the CEO of Homes.com. And I started mentioning this at the beginning of the last segment. And when we were having phone difficulties connecting with the guests, so if you didn't hear that, just a quick recap. Two-page letter, Homes.com. Last week, Zillow began using the market power he's accumulated, betting homeowners will choose exposure on Zillow. They made good on their threats. If they will ban listing agents who haven't submitted their listings to Zillow within 24 hours of marketing. They banned this listing, even though it was properly listed in an MLS called Bright MLS, and complies with all MLS and NAR rules. But if you search on Zillow, it's off market. Zillow wants all listings given to them. They're demanding it. You might go, well, all right, they're a business and they're running promotions. And if you don't want to be on Zillow, then don't submit it to them. I'm not sure why the agent didn't submit to Zillow. It used to be that Zillow basically slaved off of all MLS listings. It always bothered me that Realtor.com and NAR didn't see the future, and business Zillow created a business because they saw the future and online. Because MLS, NAR, National Association of Realtors, all the realtors, we have all the listings. We should have had more of an interactive public. I'm not involved, but you know, everything was always so protected. You know, public, you know, we had MLS books and no one could look at an MLS book. And so we were trying to keep the public away so we could have this, you know, exclusive information. And you could say that's good or you can say that's bad. But with the advent of computers, NAR should have seen this coming. Instead, they allowed a company like Zillow to develop. And what bothers me is that I was dealing with a buyer. It wasn't my buyer. I had an off-market listing. And you go, well, why does Zillow say it's priced, you know, it's valued a million below what your seller's asking? And I'm thinking, you know, you can't, the Zestimate, you're not Zestimately, what was that expression I used to have? You're not fully confused until you're Zestimately confused. I mean, they don't know what's going on in the house. They don't know it's a short-term rental. They don't know income. They don't know remodeling, vintage. They know comps. They could see this sold, and this sold. But Zillow is either fairly accurate or fairly low or fairly high, one of the three. And it's difficult enough for a real estate agent on the ground with eyes on properties to come up with an evaluation. It's difficult. But a computer's going to do it without ever knowing it. So that always bothered me. Anyway, Zillow basically charges agents to advertise on Zillow, pay for leads. You know, you could use Realtor.com for searching. You don't need to use Zillow. I've just always never loved Zillow because of the fact that their Zestimates or guesstimates, they're not accurate. You shouldn't rely on those. It's all, you know, you need hands on, eyes on the ground or hands on the ground. You want your feet on the ground so you can walk somewhere. So anyway, this is a two-page small type letter. Boy, this guy is Homes.com. They're not happy. They're not happy. So they're enlisting the help of real estate agents, not the public, really. Anyway, I thought I'd share that in case you read about it. Now, a couple of weeks ago, it's kind of funny, within the last 3 or 4 weeks, I had trouble getting the guests on the phone. We had the 100-year-old realtor, Mary Wykes, rhymes with likes. And so I started to tell you about the City of Santa Barbara open house directional signs. I don't know when they adopted this, but several months ago, I had a listing and I was putting open house signs up all over during the week for Agent Caravan. But now the rule is you can only use open house signs on the weekends, not during the week. and you should place them in the parkway, which led me to remind you that I had this list of all the different names, alternate names to parkways, which is the strip of gas, grass between the sidewalk and the street. And I don't know, 10, 20, 30, I got 40 different names. And but to finish the ordinance, I put signs, it was over in West Beach, I had signs on Cabrillo, and I actually used a belt strap and put it on top of the roof of my car because there was so many cars around there, and I parked my car not in a regular parking spot. I parked in front of the driveway, which I hear is illegal. You can't park your car blocking your own driveway in your own house on the street. Now, I know you can't park in your driveway and you can't have the tail end of your car blocking the sidewalk. That makes sense. You can't park your own car in the street blocking the driveway. Explain that to me. I did it during the caravan, and I strapped the open house sign at the top of the car. I used to see people with their open house signs at the top of the car, and I go, God, they're crazy. Wind blows off, you'll dent your car. So I took four old socks and used them little booties and strapped it going through the car and through top and pulled it tight. Anyway, so you can't do that anymore. I imagine you can put the open house sign on the private property, maybe on top of the for sale sign. You can do it on the weekends, not during the week. So finally, that's the using the term parkway. And I think I already talked about berm. They call it a berm in Pennsylvania. Besidewalk, boulevard, boulevard strip, common, curb lawn, curb strip, devil strip, drive strip, extension lawn, furniture zone, landscape zone, grass plot, hell strip, island strip, long acre, median, I think I've heard the median, Moe strip from the Three Stooges. That's in San Francisco Bay Area, Northern California. I should have been giving you all the names. But we'll revisit this another time. I still got another 20 of them. Bizarre. I'm trying to think of where there's one in Western New York. They call it a subway, sidewalk strip. Just trying to think of where it is where I grew up. I don't see anything in New York other than that. Planting strip in Berkeley. That's pretty good. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.